أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وانفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. In the previous ayat, we read that Allah addressed the believers and said that we should not become unmindful by engaging so much in acquiring wealth and with our families, and that we forget the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, our preparation for akhirah, we forget our maut, our qabr, etc. That must be given priority, and that must be kept in front. Together with that, there is no problem. We can acquire wealth and use it in the correct way. It is a great bonus from Allah Ta'ala. And also that power, if a person gets in itself, it is not good or bad, but if it is used in a good way for the sake of the upliftment of the people, for Islam, for Deen, then it is very good. But if it is used to oppress people, then it is very bad. So further, Allah Ta'ala says that وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ اور خَرَجْ كَرُوا كُچْ حَمَارَ دِيَا هُوَا, and spend some of that which we have given you. If we understand this ayat, then to spend in the path of Allah, to give our zakat, etc., to spend money and go for hajj, all that will become very easy. That Allah says, spend a little bit of that which I have given you. So what we have got is not ours. It is given to us by Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah has given, He's saying, just spend some of that. Maulana Yusuf Kandelwi Rahmatullahi used to say that what Allah has given you, and you, it stayed by you for one whole year. All four seasons passed on you, which means that you don't need that money. So actually we should have given away all that. Zakat should be 100% on our wealth. Whatever we have got left over, we did not need it, whole year we didn't use it, so we should give it away. But Allah Ta'ala did not make it 100%, not 90, 80, 50, 20, 15, He just made it 2.5%. And He said that is the last limit of stinginess, that out of everything what Allah gave you, you are not prepared to even give 2.5% in His path. And Hajj is for us once in a lifetime. You are not prepared to spend even that amount of money to go for Hajj. So Allah says, what I have given you, I'm asking you to give me just a little bit from there, and that is only 2.5% that you must give. Normally also when we take out our zakat, especially a wealthy person, then we see it's a huge amount. It may come out to 100,000, 200,000, and we think of it as a big amount. But think of the amount that is left behind. That is only 2.5%. 97.5% is still left by you. And that also is not like on properties that you own, etc., or houses that you own. There's no zakat on that. But unless you are doing that for business. Otherwise, there is no zakat on that. So it's an extremely small portion that Allah is asking us, and that we should give happily. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, before the time comes when maut comes on a person. When maut will come on a person, then amongst various ayats, Allah says the condition of a person at the time of maut. Yeah, Allah explains one aspect. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ, تَبْ کہے اے رب کیوں نہ ڈھیل دی تُو نے مجھ کو ایک تھوڑی سی مدت. Oh Allah, give me a little bit more time. I have to make my hajj still. I have to give my zakat still. It's my intention. I've got a firm intention to pay my zakat. It's all ready. Just give me a little bit. Tomorrow I will give it. Just give me 3 more hours. Give me 12 hours. But that is out of the question. When maut comes to a person, not 1 minute will it be delayed. And it won't come 1 minute earlier also. Allah has fixed the time for every person. Where he's going to die, how he's going to die, when he's going to die. So a person should never delay. Sometimes we find many people sudden deaths. As a motor car accident takes place. A crime takes place, and a person who is young and healthy, everything going well, but suddenly he's gone. So a person should not delay in his zakat in his hajj, in his farz duties, he should not delay our five times namaz daily. If we've got qada umri, start immediately and start fulfilling it up and make sure that we are up to date with all our things. And then when if you give me more time, O Allah, فَصَدَّقَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ کہ میں خیرات کرتا اور ہو جاتا نیک لوگوں میں. Then if you give me a little time, I promise you Allah, I will give all that zakat and I will become righteous and pious. But when Malakul Maut comes, it's the end of the story. There is no delay whatsoever. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا اور ہرگیز نہ دھیل دے گا اللہ کسی جی کو جب آ پہنچا اس کا وعدہ. And definitely Allah will not give any respite, not a moment's delay also. Once the time of a person has come, Allah won't delay it for even a single moment. At that specific time, you will just have to leave. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And remember, Allah knows fully well of all what you were doing. Each and every individual, what he is doing, what he is thinking, why he is doing something, everything Allah knows in full detail. And once the time has come, then this world is a place of amal and no hisab kitab. Allah does not take us to task in this world unless a person has really gone beyond bounds. Then Allah Ta'ala takes him to task. Or a person whom Allah wants to do good with, Allah gives him a slight warning in this world, come to your senses, make tawbah, correct your life. And then that person prepares and go. Otherwise, normally, Allah does not take a person to task in this world. And the minute he dies, then all his matters start with all what he had done in this world. That will be his life in the qabr. That will be his life on the day of qiyamah. And the decision thereafter between jannat and jahannam. So it's very important that we spend our time correctly. Allah knows fully well all what we are doing. وآخر دعوانا لله